It is time for our Tuesdays with Tom conversation. Tom Skilling joins us, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
I'm fine, Anna. And by the way, a very happy Thanksgiving early.
Yes.
Thanksgiving week. How about that?
I heard Bill Snyder, your colleague there, who was kind enough to join us yesterday, he said that both of you guys are going to be working on Thanksgiving. And I was like, gosh, Tom, wow. Don't you have enough seniority by now? You can take those days off?
You know, and Anna, I never mind it. The holidays are kind of nice. They're kind of quiet. And let me tell you something. The station often brings in a Thanksgiving dinner for everybody who's working there. So believe me, you ought to come over and check it out. It usually is very nice.
It may be at my sister's. So if I may come over there if it turns out that way. It's not far away. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tom, let's talk about Thanksgiving. I know you posted something about the potential for snow on Thanksgiving. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen this year, Anna. There'll be some colder air on the move on Thanksgiving, but it was interesting. There was a post online I noticed about what is the percentage chance of a white Thanksgiving. And Frank Wachowski, who we work with, the veteran Midway Airport observer, climatologist extraordinaire, always provides us with holiday information. It turns out 17 of the past 149 Thanksgivings have produced measurable snow in Chicago. That's only 11% of them. And something like 41 of the past 148 Thanksgivings, about 28 of them, 28%, have produced a little bit of snow. So the chances for snow on Thanksgiving aren't all that great. And this year, don't worry about it. If you're downwind of the Great Lakes on the other side of the lake, or downwinds of Lakes Ontario and Erie, there may be some snow there. But the fact is, the weather is remarkably quiet this holiday period. And the one thing we're watching is a couple of our models are bringing a little Alberta Clipper in here Saturday night, Sunday. And that might produce a little snow. We'll see. All the models are convinced of that, and the tracks between them vary. So that means that's a low confidence level forecast, but that's the one period we'll watch. You know, we had news yesterday, Anna, that Denver, Colorado hasn't had a measurable snow yet.
Huh.
That's 36 days late compared to normal. And in fact, they were in the upper 60s yesterday and worried about wildfires. So talk about unusual weather, huh?
Yeah, how about it? You know, it's interesting. We've shifted to this. I wake up in the morning, I tune into Channel 9 and listen to Bob Surratt. And I'll tell you, I hear wind chilled now. We're talking wind chill every morning now, it seems. And that's just the reality, Tom, I suppose.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Well, you know, Anna, you know where that came from. That came from Antarctica, because they discovered that people down there were getting injured by a combination of wind and temperature that wasn't being reflected by the temperatures they felt adequately. And that later came to be true in the Korean War. Our soldiers over there were coming down with these frostbite cases in temperatures that you wouldn't have thought that was going to happen in. But it turns out when you add wind to temperature, you increase the evaporation rate from our human flesh, and that cools it down more than the temperature indicates. So that's what the wind chill attempts to do. It attempts to quantify the combined effect of temperature and wind.
Mm-hmm. My human flesh was feeling really cold this morning. But I'll tell you, you know who loves this weather? Dogs. I took my dog out first thing this morning.
Yeah.
She was so pumped. She felt that cold air on her face, and she just wanted to bounce around. I mean, sun was shining. Actually, beautiful morning. But it just, she loved it. She loved it.
Oh, it was nippy. 24 this morning. You know, I remember I had a little cross between a Lhasa Apso and a Shih Tzu years ago when I was up in Milwaukee, little Plumber. And Plumber would go out and jump in the snow when he opened the door. She just loved that. But about 1 minute later, she was happy to come right back inside again, having sampled the wares.
Nice.
I'll tell you.
Tom.
I think they like it to a point, Anna.
Yeah, to a point. And then you got to pay attention. It's too cold for
them.
But I have less than 30 seconds left because we got to get to basketball,
sure.
Tom. Can you just give us the next couple of days?
Yeah, going to warm up, 40s today, 50s tomorrow. Then we turn colder again Thursday and Friday, Thanksgiving and Friday. And, you know, in terms of precipitation, it might be a little shower tomorrow night as a cold front goes through. Should be dry other than that. We'll look at Saturday night and Sunday for maybe a little precipitation, Anna. No big storms, though, for us.
All right. Well, have a good Thanksgiving and everyone there at WGN-TV. And I might come over and join you at some point.
Thank you. too. I tell you, always great to see you, Anna. You take care and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You too, Tom. Best to you and your family. Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems.